Our scripture today is from Isaiah chapter 65, verses 17 through 25. For I am about to create new heavens and a new earth. The former things shall not be remembered to come to mind, but be glad and rejoice forever in what I am creating. For I am about to create Jerusalem as a joy and its people as a delight. I will rejoice in Jerusalem and delight in my people. No more shall the sound of weeping be heard in it, or the cry of distress. No more shall there be in it an infant that lives but a few days, or an old person who does not live out a lifetime. For one who dies at 100 years will be considered a youth, and one who falls short of 100 will be considered accursed. They shall build houses and inhabit them. They shall plant vineyards and eat their fruit. They shall not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. For like the days of a tree shall the days of my people be, and my chosen shall long enjoy the work of their hands. They shall not labor in vain or bear children for calamity, for they shall be offspring blessed by the Lord, and their descendants as well. And for they call, I will answer. While they are yet speaking, I will hear. The wolf and the lamb shall feed together. The lion shall eat straw like the ox, but the serpent, its food shall be dust. They shall not hurt or destroy on my holy mountain, says the Lord. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Send your word, O Lord, like the rain falling down upon the earth. Send your word, O Lord, like the rain falling down upon the earth.
All the toy catalogs came in the mail this week. I had to be quick to scoop them up before the kids got a hold of them. And I was just flipping through them well after they went to bed this week. I got to experience just a small part of just the joy and the excitement that I used to have when the Walmart catalog, the Sears catalog, the Kmart catalog would come in. And I'd stay up at night during November and December and just made a long list of all the things that I wanted for Christmas. Just filled with things that were just going to make me happy. And I don't think I got hardly any of those things. I'm going to have a conversation with my parents when I get home for Thanksgiving. Because the fact of the matter is if I think about all the stuff that I got for Christmas, not much of it is stuff that I still have around, that I've hung on to, that really kind of put me over that edge of becoming and staying happy. And the truth of the matter is, I'm terrible at knowing what's really going to make me happy. Of all the things in life that I thought were going to make me happy, very few of those things would I list as something that always keeps me happy. In fact, every time that I came to a situation or a problem that if I just get through to this next job, or if I just get to this next paycheck, or if I just make this one purchase, or if I just start this new relationship, man, everything is just going to turn around. I just need to get to this one point, and everything will get better. Have y'all ever gotten to that point? Did stuff ever stay better? Because the fact of the matter is once you get that new job, or you finally make it to that paycheck, or you start that new relationship, or you get to that point that you think that everything is going to turn around, you get there and you find out that you still have all the same problems that you did before, and even now, maybe even a couple new ones. I can't tell you how many times I've turned to my wife, Julia, and I said, if we can just make it just for a little while longer, if we just get through this rough patch, if we just make it through just this next check, if we just get over this next fight, if we just make it just a little while longer through this next class, man, life is just going to be smooth sailing from there on out. Yeah, I would laugh too, thinking back on it, right? Because the fact of the matter is we are almost 12 years into this thing, and it just seems like every day is still as hard as all the other days before it. All the things that we thought were going to make our lives easier, all the things that we thought were going to make us happy, no matter what we've purchased, no matter how many things that we've collected or accumulated, or the points that we thought that we'd get to, things are still hard, as hard as they've ever been. And so scriptures like Isaiah 65, I love them because they come with such a promise that of all these things that I've experienced in life, one day God is going to deliver them. One day God is going to make all things new. It's one of the scriptures that is so consistent through the entire Bible, from the Hebrew scriptures to the promise being fulfilled in Revelation, that God has come to make all things new again. If only I can wait that long for it to come true. But the truth of the matter is I feel like the scripture comes with a little bit of a temptation. That if we just wait long enough, it will come. This future will one day be made. When I think the real truth of what God is trying to say here is God wants this new creation to start even today. At this point in the story of the people of Israel, the first wave of exiles, those that have been living in captivity in Babylon after the kingdom of Judah had crumbled, the temple had been burned down, all of their lives had been turned upside down, those first wave of exiles that lived in captivity are coming back. All of the prophecies, all of the prayers, all of the promises that they had of being free. For God knows the plans that he has for them, plans for them to prosper and to have hope. All of these prayers are finally starting to come true, and they come back into this kingdom, and they see this freedom that God has given them as they look over still a ruined kingdom, a crumbled and burned temple, and a ruined city. This freedom and liberation that they thought was what they wanted was far from what they thought or imagined that it would be. In fact, at this point in this third part of the book of Isaiah, it almost seems like this disillusionment became so rampant through the people that wickedness and bloodshed and corruption and cynicism and doubt became to spread almost as more toxic than it had ever been in their history. And for a lot of ways, it looked worse now that they were home than it ever had before. And in that moment, God spoke a promise that he would make all things new again. That our days would be as long as the tree of life is long. But it comes with a bit of a judgment. And the scripture comes with a little bit of a harsh truth. Because the reality is if we're waiting for God to make this new creation, then I believe that God is waiting for us to stop trying to make it ourselves. As the people looked over a crumbled city, as they looked over a burned out temple, they were looking at the fruit of what they had built themselves. And I believe God is giving them a vision to see, this is what I can build if you will only begin to let me. How many times have I tried to make my life into my own image of what I felt like I needed? tried to bend and twist and fit relationships into the spaces that I felt like I needed to fill. That I felt like if I just get this new job or if I just get this certain amount of money, then life is going to be perfect. I'll have everything that God had promised me that I would have. And my whole life would be remade except for one thing. I would still have that same heart that wanted to have things the way that I wanted them to be. And so I believe when God says that God wants to make all things new again, what a way that would be is if we started by letting God make our hearts new again. By letting go of the creation that we would hope to build in our own image, to let go of the ideas of how we would like for this world to look and to fit. Because if we look around us today, so many of the problems that we see, the frustrations that we have, are ones where we have tried to take hold of it ourselves. And to make this world, this nation, this church, our lives, our families, into what we felt like they needed to be. Rather than trusting in what God has already promised that God would make. Over the last couple weeks, we've been talking about giving thanks. And today we give thanks for God's promise. Because it's a promise that has been spoken over us long before any of us were ever here. A promise of a creation that started from the first moments that God imagined us and has not stopped for a single day since. That God is planning and working to make all things new again. Thank God that new creation can start inside each and every one of us. Will you pray with me this morning? Almighty and precious God, we do give you thanks. We give you thanks for a vision of the creation that you have, to allow us to understand how short the vision that we have can fall. Lord, that you show us what life can look like. Lord, you show us how you can weave all the things that we have unraveled back together again. And Lord, it can be greater than anything we've imagined before. That, Lord, that there is no relationship, there is no paycheck, Lord, there is no job, there is no moment that we can wait for that will make all things new again except waiting for us to give things over to you. And may that start with our minds, may that start with our hearts, that in us we might be a new creation, and through us you might begin to recreate this entire world. As we do and pray all these things, through Jesus' name, amen.